Chuck Smith, you're running for Attorney General. What motivated you to run for this office?
When I see our laws are not being enforced, our Constitution is not being enforced, people seem to think they can pick and choose from the Constitution what parts they're going to defend. And I think that's ludicrous. I think if we send that message to our children, then we have little to wonder why our children are so screwed up. If we don't protect our people with the very document that was written to protect them, then what do we have?
Today, during the forum, one of the candidates for governor said that he favored decriminalization of marijuana. Do you agree or disagree?
I think he also said he did not want to make it legal, but he didn't want people to be criminalized for it, penalized for it. I agree with that.
You do?
Yes.
That leads to my next question. In the general election, how will you appeal to libertarian voters, the sorts of people who would have voted for Robert Sarvis for governor 4 years ago?
And your question is?
How will you appeal to libertarian voters as opposed to, you know, diehard Republicans, for instance?
Well, my position in this race is to get us back to the Constitution. I entered the race because people were looking at our laws. Look, lawyers, we go to law school to learn the law. People send people to Washington to make the law. And yet we're not going to abide by the laws that are made or the laws that we learn. I think we appeal to people across the board if we do the right thing. And I don't mean that in an esoteric sense. I mean if we get back to our laws, enforce the laws that we have, if we do the common sense things, people from all across the political spectrum will come. We need to stop with the good old boy system. We need to stop with, money raises the boats. We need to stop with scratch my back. We need to have a system where our laws control what we do and our freedoms are guided by those laws. I firmly believe that. If we get back to the Constitution, we have no problems.
Well, speaking of the Constitution, we're here in Charlottesville, the home of Thomas Jefferson. Jefferson once said that if he had to choose between a government without newspapers or newspapers without government, he would choose newspapers without government. Yesterday, the President of the United States said that the press is the enemy of the American people. Do you agree with that?
I agree that a lot of our media is guiding the they're trying to guide the political spectrum. They're trying to drive the issues. I posted something on Facebook, and I think I wrote another piece somewhere which said that if our media were really concerned about the issues that they were trying to strike an accord with, then they would be concerned about the underlying issues. And that is, that grandmother who voted for Trump. Okay, she voted for Trump. You're concerned about that, but why did she vote for Trump? Well, perhaps she voted for Trump because the people she had voted for the last 100 years, or 50 or 30 years, failed her. I think that a lot of our politicians, like a lot of our lawyers, they like to hear themselves speak. And I think they get ahead of the story. They get in front, as if they're the center of the attention rather than their clients. I think not only appealing to libertarians, and I think not only standing right in line with Trump, I think the idea is that we make ourselves what we say we are going to be. If we are going to be citizens, that's what we should be. If we're going to be a country, that's what we should have. If we're going to have borders, that's what we should have. And I don't think we should dance around that issue.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time today. Thanks for participating.
The honor is mine.
Thank you for being with Bearing Drift Radio today.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.